Welcome back to the last half of Organize Anything. I'm here with the organizing coach, Colette Robichaud, and we're talking about how to prep for tax time and how to organize all that information that we usually need to have or to provide or to refer to. Now, before we went on break, we talked about how important those receipts were and that they are, in fact, money.
They are. I made the comparison to the $20 bill. Think of each receipt as a $20 bill. I also want you to think there are only two ways to decrease the income tax that we pay. One is to make less money, which we don't want to do. The other is to have more deductions. So most people do focus on that second thing of having more deductions. But in order to have more deductions, you need to be able to claim those. And to claim those, we need to have the documentation. So that's why it's important to get organized for tax time. And that's what we're talking about today. What are those tools and tips to make that happen?
So in terms of organizing, we're talking about different things like file folders or accordion files to physically set up a system in which you can daily take those receipts and be able to put them in the appropriate spot. And it's really that simple. They will gather as the year progresses. And if you have them in individual organized folders, you'll just be able to take those and hand them right off to the accountant.
That's right. Or bookkeeper.
Or bookkeeper, remember.
And remember when we're saying accountant, the charges are more for an accountant. So often a lot of my, especially small clients and independent business people, don't try to do some of that bookkeeping themselves and then they send it to the accountant. But sometimes by hiring a bookkeeper to keep you on task every once in a while, so they're doing some of the other stuff, but your main role is to get the receipts together. A bookkeeper can't get the receipts together, but you can get them together, get them in the right place, and then it's very efficient for them, and that gives you a break on the other end. Then maybe you can pay someone to do that other stuff. But think about that collection of them, and we talked about file folders, the shoebox. You just mentioned the accordion file. Big picture, what are those categories that you're in? I've had a lot of success with my clients using binders for some of the bigger bills as well.
Great.
Because what happens then, we do a lot year by year. So if you're getting audited, then the whole year is in the binder. So all my taxable expenses are in there, whether it's bills for stationery and supplies or my
telephone,
credit card bills, anything that is an expense is in there by year. And we know as a business person, we have to keep them for a certain number of years. Then when that's gone, we can sort of let that go. So a binder works well for me for those big things. I file them in the bigger things alphabetically by the vendor or the supplier. And then for the smaller things, the little receipts, the ones that we crumple up a little bit more, I tend to put those by month in envelopes. So, you know, people always go to me, should I do it by month or should I do it by envelope? I actually use both. The binders I like with the bigger sheets that I can flip through and I can go back. And if there's a problem with the bill or something like that, you want to go back and see it in expenses, especially on the credit cards, you can see it quickly to add it up. And I find that easier to access and turn over your year to year than folders. If you have that in all these folders in your file cabinet and you want to gather them all together, I find that more work. For me, I find it nice to have it in one binder or in one accordion folder by year. And it seems to work it a lot easier because we work within that year. And I always say to my clients, work as if you were audited. How are you going to reproduce this? How are you going to bring that out? And to keep it all together like that, it seems like an easier way to go.
You really need to be realistic about your work habits.
Yes.
And you really need to just look at this as it's what works for you.
Yes. And look at what you're already doing. And that's when, you know, when we go in to work with clients in their offices, home offices, businesses, personal life to set up systems, what do you do now? What do you keep? How do you manage your craft supplies? How do you do this? Are you a visual? Do you, you know, how do you work it? So see what you're doing now. Is there a way that you keep things? And then see how you blend that into the next step to make yourself just a little bit more organized and push yourself a little bit.
Now, we know that there are deadlines for tax time, but there's also some different circumstances. So, for instance, if you have a small business, we actually get until June to file the taxes, and that goes for my family, including my husband and my child who's working.
As an individual, it's April 30th in Canada. So I know that for me in the past, I've had lots of media interviews of people calling me and saying, why do people procrastinate? Why are they not hearing it? And yeah, there are confusions with the date, but that is our date. I believe that date has been the same for a while. But just a note here to make that if you are afraid of, you know, of filing for that date, that there are, you know, of course, things in place that, you know, if you are late, that they're going to penalize you for that. But I also wanted to mention that if you do miss things, that there are things that can be dealt with. If you find old receipts from other years, keep them and you can have them for the next year. And note that things like charitable donations can be carried forward for up to 5 years. So I don't want to get into too much of those tax things. That's something more for your accountant, your tax provider. But if there's something that you find outside of that time period after you've filed, keep it and ask a question about. Don't just throw it away and say, well, I missed that, I missed it, I didn't get it in this year. Just keep it and ask the question and take it to your tax preparer, or, you know, especially if you're a small business and someone else is doing it, and ask the question rather than just, you know, sort of let it go.
Now, what about managing credit cards and the statements that we get monthly?
Well, one place just to start before we're managing the credit card statement that comes in, if you are a small business that, you know, use your credit card, the best thing to do is to have a separate credit card for those expenses and not personal. It creates extra work and it's good to, you know, it's just much easier to start out to separate your personal stuff. You already have enough division of percentages and things like that going on. You want to keep it nice and separate. And then the next step, as we giggled about a little earlier, is to, you know, to ideally, this Krista is quite organized, so we're laughing at this. Krista does get all her receipts back on her credit card and check those out, and that is the ideal client and the ideal person to do this. So that is a nice way to do it. We can, you know, again, file all these items either chronologically by date, which would mean lining up all our receipts and attaching them to that credit card, preferably all business expenses just on there, no personal expenses, and keep it nice and clean. We can also file by the category as well with those receipts, and then it can get cross-referenced with the credit card statement later on. So a couple of different ways to do it. The bottom line is we keep going back to the same old thing. Get a system that's working for you. Save it. Don't let those $20 bill receipts go out the window. Come up with a way that works for you that you know. And sometimes by having the cross-reference of the credit card and the receipts are by category, you've got two places to find it if one's slipped through as well.
And I'd like to throw something else in here. I don't know if folks are aware, but the paper that actually comes with your like gas receipt, those actually fade.
They do.
And they go blank.
They do.
So another helpful hint is actually to photocopy those. You can photocopy like six on a page, mm-hmm. and that ensures that at least the readability is mm-hmm. there. Years ago, that paper was actually used, the first paper in fax machines. And you can imagine now mm-hmm. people receiving very important faxes, and they would go back in the file and they'd be blank.
Mm-hmm. It's a big issue. And some people are scanning them, so they have them electronically and to keep them. And you think of all these extra ways to have work. And some of the card scan equipment, if you've ever seen those to scan business cards,
yes.
also now scan the receipts as well. They can pick up the names of the suppliers or vendors and automatically get them in the categories as well to line them up. That can go directly to an Excel spreadsheet, and I think then you can even import it into if you're using something like a QuickBooks or Simply Accounting. So if you want to get on the tech side of how to get ready for tax time, there are definitely some other ways to go as well. But bottom line, the key thing for everything and the place to start is collecting, sorting, getting those receipts in the right place to start out, and that's going to give you your biggest heads up. Don't let that money go out the window.
And it's going to give you such a good feeling. There's nothing like that feeling that you're on top of your game.
Absolutely, and knowing that you haven't left any money on the table.
And, you know, if you are in small business, when you do have to do that HST and all that good stuff, I mean, again, it's not onerous on you because the information you have in your system.
You do, for sure. And the other thing that you can do, we were talking about just different ways of categorizing or tools that we use for many small businesses. I mentioned using those software packages, but simply an Excel spreadsheet, which usually most people have on their computer, can be enough to keep and document a lot of these things, and it's nice and tidy, and you can see year to year where you are and keep in categories. categories and keep your revenue and things like that and break the tax off from there. So again, you know, we can get as complicated as paying our bookkeeper, using our accounting software, paying our accountants, or we can get as, you know, as simple as a shoebox to start off or an Excel spreadsheet. So, you know, think of what's right for you, but I think each time push yourself a little bit more to get a little bit more organized and think about how you can do this better. And I think we've given you some tools today on what to use and how to make that work.
Now, for all those folks who may have questions about today, Colette, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can contact me at organizeanything.com, and they can email me at info@organizeanything.com. The phone number is also on the website. Anything really pertinent to explicit taxation issues, of course, go to the government, your bookkeeper or accountant. That's my disclaimer. I am more in charge of getting you ready to get to your tax preparer, so I would be glad to assist you with that. On the website, we have lots of other tips on how to get organized that would also assist you in making some of this stuff happen as well.
And I have to go back to earlier in the show when we said you can throw everything in a shoebox and you can take it to an accountant, but that actually leads them, they have to recreate your whole year, which makes a huge difference in price. So again, it's just about saving you money.
That's
your business, your money, you want to keep it in your pocket. Thank you very much, Colette. It's been a great show.
You're welcome.